USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has released his $1.5 trillion budget request. It mainly focuses on education, health care, housing, and environmental protection. He's now asking Republicans to listen to what he's offering before they automatically say no to him.
We're going to work on it, see if we get some bipartisan support across the board here, but that's what we're about to do now. We're going to talk about our economic priorities and get the brief from the team.
Senate Republicans say it doesn't include enough funding for defense. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's under a federal investigation for alleged sex trafficking, spoke at former President Trump's Miami Golf Club on Friday.
I won't be intimidated by a lying media, and I won't be extorted by a former DOJ officials and the crooks he is working with. The truth will prevail.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden has set up a panel to consider some changes to the Supreme Court. One of the questions they're exploring is, should the Supreme Court have more than 9 justices? A bipartisan commission of law professors and former Justice Department officials will be considering many different aspects of the Supreme Court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
They will also be looking at the court's role in the constitutional system, the length of service and turnover of justices on the court.
She says the commission will have a report for President Biden in about 6 months after convening.
That will, of course, impact his thinking moving forward. But he wants smart legal experts, people who have been thinking about these issues for decades, to have a discussion and a debate.
Buckingham Palace says Prince Harry will travel to England to attend a private funeral for his grandfather next weekend. Prince Philip passed away on Friday at the age of 99. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Supreme Court ruled that California can't enforce its COVID-19 restrictions that limit numbers of households gathered in a home for worship to 3. The 5-4 ruling overturns the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, which denied motion to prohibit enforcement of restrictions on such gatherings. They called the lower court's decision erroneous. Pastors Jeremy Wong and Karen Bush had argued the restrictions violated their right to free exercise of religion, and business owners had argued that California Governor Gavin Newsom's restrictions violated their First Amendment rights to freedom of speech and assembly. In February, the Supreme Court also ordered California to allow indoor church services in Tier 1 counties, which are those having more than 7 daily new cases of the virus per 100,000 people. A volcano on the southeastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent erupted twice just hours after displaying increased seismic activity and prompting a mass evacuation of residents and visitors. The National Emergency Management Organization, or NEMO, tweeted that the volcano erupted just 4 days shy of the 42nd anniversary of its 1979 explosion. The Prime Minister issued an evacuation in the red zone of the volcano La Soufriere. NEMO said the evacuation efforts are continuing. Cruise lines are sending ships to the island to help in the evacuation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.